Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
This is Mo and I's first FM show, and we thought we'd ease you quietly into it with a little bit of Derek Sandy.
Yeah!
Very much, very pleased to be here with you ladies.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got Derek as our very first guest. It's about a year ago you came in, because we had our Christmas jumpers on, didn't we? Yeah. But it's a really special show for us today, because Derek has just released Cos It's Christmas.
Cos It's Christmas.
And what I really like about it is you're dedicating, or donating even, 50 pence from every CD to a charity called Daisy Chains Isle of Wight, and we've got Mandy and Kelly here from the charity as well to tell us a little bit about that. So so we're all in this. It's a good job we've got a decent sized studio, Mo, isn't
there's
it?
There's a lot of us here today.
Yeah. All backed out, sold out.
So we're going to be talking a little bit about Derek and his music, and also about the charity. We'll do our usual book club later on in the show and inspiring women. And we're on air till 4 o'clock, so you've got 3 hours of us.
Don't forget the PMT.
Oh, the PMT, which is people's moaning time. So if you've got something to moan.
Oh, I've got something to moan about today, yeah.
Have you? Mm-hmm. So that's what we've got in store for the next 3 hours. But we'll carry on the show with some great music, as usual, and here's Hot Chocolate. What kind of boy you're looking for? The fabulous Hot Chocolate and What Kind of Boy You're Looking For. Have you ever done any Hot Chocolate songs, Derek?
No, not really. But it was a band that I always look up to, because one of the guys, Tony Wilson, he's from Trinidad.
Oh.
He used to play the bass guitar.
Yeah, yeah.
If you look it up, you see Tony Wilson. And I had a few runnings with him. Good runnings, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
He's back in Trinidad now as well. Still doing writing songs, not singing anymore, playing the bass, but he's doing a lot of writing stuff for his daughter. Yeah.
So you've been really busy, haven't you, over the last few weeks?
Oh, yeah. Getting the song done, you know, in the recording studio at Foresight Records. You know, dealing with the needles up and down. You know, getting to make sure everything's in time.
Can I ask you, Derek, where did you actually record your Christmas CD?
I did it at Foresight Record in Ryde.
Okay.
Rick Stanbridge, he's also a bass guitarist, and he just built his studio, you know, and...
Did it take you long?
It took about 2 weeks. I had the song since last year in my head, because I went to the Needles for Christmas, and me and the director manager, Mr. Marino, was talking, and he said, could you come up with a song?
For our listeners, can you say the name of your number one song?
My number one song is Cos It's Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right. And we're going to get a little demonstration of that, a little piece of that song today?
Well, it all depends.
It's a giddy up song,
giddy
isn't
up
it?
Song. Oh, tell me about it. I know a lot of people who, you know, the reactions are really, really good. Really, really positive about it.
Yes, I've heard it.
Okay, right. So you know what to expect.
I do. And I want to know where you met these two lovely young ladies.
Well, how should I begin?
I think your wife had a part in it, didn't she?
Of course.
Katie helped.
Yes. I told her that it's good that we get a charity involved in this. Let's give something back to the island and people who really need it. And then she looked and she came up with Daisy Chains, Isle of Wight. And we said, okay, we're going to go for that one. So we sent an email and we got a response next day. And Mandy was away. And funny enough, I called Mandy 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And it was Mandy. I thought she was still away. But she's been back from a holiday.
Okay, and, so what is Daisy Chains all about then, Mandy?
Okay, so basically our main priority is helping island children who have been diagnosed with a long-term health condition, disability, something like that, with travel to and from mainland appointments and therapies and things like that. Because, everybody that goes over to the mainland for an appointment has to pay for it themselves, which a lot of people think that's funded, and it isn't. So we help all those families with as many trips as they need, sometimes four or five times a week, for huge treatment plans.
That can be quite expensive.
It really is a financial you know, burden for the families. And so that's our main thing we do. But we also buy equipment for the children that need it, fund therapy, all sorts of things. We send nice things to hospital if they've been in for a long time, you know, just to cheer them up a little bit. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, all sorts of things. And it includes premature babies.
I was going to mention that. That really stood out to me on the website. The idea that somebody has a premature baby and it's in hospital in Southampton, and you've then got the added stress of travelling back and forward and finding the money. Must be so difficult.
That's it. It's huge, and parents just want to be with their child. Mm,
definitely.
You know, that piece of water under these circumstances is
a huge barrier.
Let's
hear some music from Derek. We've got, this is the very first song that we played when we launched on FM, and it's a fabulous song. It's a Derek Sandy classic. It's Welcome to the Isle of Wight.
Share this paradise.
your local station. We are your Vectis Radio. FM 104.6 and online at vectisradio.com.
That's Sheryl Crow and a song called Soak Up the Sun, and it's 25 to 2 on this Thursday afternoon, and we're broadcasting live on Vectis Radio 104.6 FM. Doesn't it sound good, Mo?
I bet you like saying that, don't you?
I can't say it enough times.
I know, it's fantastic. A great achievement. It's brilliant.
And we're here with Mandy and Kelly from Daisy Chains, a charity based in Shanklin that's especially for children, and Derek Sandy as well, and we're talking all about Derek's Christmas single, and we've got a little idea. Now, if you're listening at home, you might think we're crazy, but we don't really care. We'd like to make this the Christmas number one. Do you think that's realistic, Derek? Do you think we can do it?
Anything's realistic.
I know.
Anything's realistic. Anything's possible.
With Derek Sandy, anything is possible.
Oh, yeah, trust me on that one. Yeah. It's a great song.
It is.
You know, I wouldn't say they're going to reach number one as well as it could. You never know.
And we always mention your Mondays, your Love Mondays down at Apley Beach.
Oh, that's something else.
Been there many times.
Yeah.
It's different. You see, everything that I do, I try to do it different.
So it's got to be Love Christmas, isn't it? You've got Love Mondays.
Christmas is always love.
And
this year, it's supposed to be even an extra love, especially for Daisy Chain as well. You know, coming into this, it's good. Because it's not easy, as we know, to get across to the mainland.
No, it isn't.
That little piece of water, you know, and parents, so, you know, it's not easy. So
no.
Anything to help, we, you know, yeah.
So if you're listening at home, you're thinking, where can I get hold of the CD? It's available across the island, isn't it?
Yep.
One of the places is TK Maxx in Newport, which is a
They wouldn't be selling CDs, but they would be putting on a show.
Ah, okay.
Which I would be there.
Brilliant.
And they're going to be inviting Daisy Chain as well.
Excellent.
To come down with their little pots. So if we want everybody to come down, it's a Thursday, the date's soon to be confirmed, and I'm going to be there signing CDs and also singing the song.
So that'll be dressed as Santa as well.
Of course, with my arms around, you know. Yeah, it's got to be real. This is the Isle of Wight, and we love the Isle of Wight, and, you know.
We do. And it's going to be fantastic. So you must let us know. As soon as we know the date, we will share that. On the radio,
supposed to know.
And we want to actively support the CD and obviously the charity as well, because the two things go together. And where else have you got the single available? Because I know the Needles have really helped you out as well.
Oh yeah, big time, and still helping next week. The video, which is everybody's going to be looking forward for, because they're turning the Needles into a winter wonderland. You know, so that's going to be dynamite.
Yeah,
that's
I think
it's going to be cooking.
I bet you can't wait to record.
I can't wait. I'm going to be sleeping all weekend strong, even though I got to work Saturday night. But the Needles, they played a big, big, massive part, you know.
Yeah.
Getting everything. The idea came from the Needles as well.
Did it? Brilliant.
Yeah, so, you know, and then I said, okay, and I wrote the song and put it together.
The rest is history.
And the rest is history. And here we are today with a very good song.
Okay. And what's the song called again?
'Cause It's Christmas.
Yeah, man.
That's back to the 1970s for a track by Chicago, and it's called 25 or 624. And we're having some interesting conversations here in the studio with Mandy and Kelly from Daisy Chains Charity and Derek Sandy. And if you've only just tuned in, we're talking all about Derek's Christmas single, which we love. It's 'Cause It's Christmas, the Giddy Up, Giddy Up song. You have to put that in brackets afterwards, the Giddy Up, Giddy Up song. And 50 pence for every CD that Derek sells is going to Daisy Chain. So what a brilliant idea that is. And we've been talking about Apley Beach, because you spend a lot of time down there on in the summertime.
Mondays.
And have you sold many CDs to the mainland then, as well as on the island? Have you had many people contact you from the mainland?
Yes, we're getting a lot of contacts.
Fantastic.
So as I've said earlier on, we're going to set up PayPal and we can start from there.
Brilliant.
Hopefully from this evening.
And you've got a busy week next week recording the video.
Yeah, well, that's all coming in now. Everything's coming into play. We're getting closer and closer and closer to the big one.
Do you know, yeah. It's going to be one of those Christmases, isn't it, that just creeps up on you. You know, one minute we're saying you shouldn't be playing Christmas music, and then the next minute,
oh yeah,
next week it's Christmas Eve.
I'm hearing Christmas music already.
I know.
So, you know.
I just think in November you can, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Well, in the Caribbean, it starts in the Caribbean, we start in October.
Really?
Lights are up all now. Parties, Christmas parties.
Any excuse.
We don't always start any excuse for a party.
They do that in the Philippines too. They start in September out there.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we start
Christmas all year round on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. And this is going to be a special one.
So what's this in the one. Video then, Derek?
I don't want to say too much.
Oh,
you gotta wait and see. We'll be inviting. There would be something on that families can win a little something to come up there to see the filming of the video.
Fantastic!
And have a special day out, all courtesy of the Needles. So that's gotta be.
And the Needles is a brilliant place, isn't it? Everybody. They might not have heard of Cowes or Newport or Carisbrooke, but everybody's heard of the Needles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Needles, yeah. Worldwide, you know,
brilliant attraction.
People singing on the Needles.
Yeah. Oh, it's noted for the wonders of the Isle of Wight, isn't it? The Needles that you can't thread.
Yeah.
It's famous for that, and for the cable car as well.
Yeah, it's the oldest one in the south.
And just on a serious note, you've just been telling us a story about, obviously we're not going to mention names, but you had a situation where somebody came to you, had a baby born very early. Do you want to tell us a bit more?
Yeah, very, very early. And the baby was transferred to a hospital in London on Christmas Eve. Obviously, mum and dad had no way of getting there because baby had travelled up in an ambulance. And one of the things that we do was we provided a taxi from Portsmouth for the family so that they could go and spend what turned out to be, unfortunately, just a couple of days with their baby.
That's tragic, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, you know, every penny that's raised for us really does help. We're a small charity, but we help quite a lot of island families, and, you know, everything helps. And to support Derek, you know, and for him to support us is amazing. So,
Derek, what a fantastic charity you've chosen to support.
Yeah.
I think you've really made the right choice. I think that's fantastic. I mean, we love the Solent, we love the sea, but the idea of having to travel to see a premature baby in hospital in London, absolutely heartbreaking for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I think you made a brilliant decision.
Thank you.
Let's really try and get this single to be Christmas number one.
Of course, let's go for it.
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it, everybody. Because it's Christmas.
We've got to get down and get one of these CDs.
Yeah, look out for Facebook anyway. That's all I can say. We'll set up a page, a Derek Sandy Christmas number one on the Isle of Wight.
And if you'd like to donate to Daisy Chains, would you like to tell us where we can donate anything to?
We're on Just Giving, so if you search us up on there, there's a Donate Now link on there, which is probably the easiest. Or we've got Facebook page, we've got a website, search us up, contact with, you know, phone, email, you know, we're always there.
There's a good, I saw your Facebook, because it's at Daisy Chains IW, isn't it, if anybody wants to you up. And you've got quite a lot of, I think you've got over 1,000 followers on that page, so somebody's been working
maybe
really hard.
More than that. Yeah,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's been a brilliant afternoon. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
We're looking forward to playing your Christmas single. And hopefully you'll come in again anyway once you've recorded the video.
Yeah, that's no problem at all. That's what it's all about.
Keep us up to date with what's going on. We've got the news on the hour at 2 o'clock. But first of all, here's a little bit more music with a track from Naughty Boy.